Do you remember what kind of dog it was?
Old red dog.
Animal shish.
No. Not forget what his name was. God, he took care of everybody around here. One old lady lived right across here. But she was pretty good, but somehow she always fell. And the dog would sit there and bark. Guess trying to get somebody's attention, I suppose, to come go help her. God, I don't remember what his name was.
Did your grandma take care of him? Like feed him and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So did he stay at her house at night too?
She stayed at her own house, but she had a son that watched her from... She had a house right behind hers. You'd be the one to check on her. But the dog always laid right on the porch.
Panea Gwedging?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
My aunt lived on the other side of her, but she never took care of her. The boys that took care of her.
How did she become blind?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Oh. And you still remember when she passed? You still remember when she passed?
We heard of her, but they didn't let us stay there. But they made us go see her, that's it. And we had to leave. I guess when you were a kid, they didn't allow you to go to a funeral. They had us go see her anyway, but I don't even know what she died from. Well, I see birds flying around. I've never seen any all the month of September, just one bird I've seen. I don't know what kind of bird that was. Now I see a bunch of them flying around out there. It must be pretty nice out there, huh?
Yeah. So your grandma was a widow? And you never met your grandpa, right?
No, I never knew my grandpa on that side. I knew my mom's dad. I mean, he wasn't much of a grandpa. He was a drunk. He had one leg. But he used to come around. come and check on us. I don't know why he was checking on us. I used to be scared of him. Because of, I suppose, because he had that one leg. Every time he'd come, we'd hide.
Did he walk with a crutch?
Yeah. Two of them.
Oh, two?
My mom, she's mad at us. Don't get scared of him. That's your grandpa. And then my brother would hide.
Anong is in a kazod?
James, I think.
Oh.
James Thor.
Ogichidana.
I have no idea. We only see him about once a year.
Christmas, I hope.
No.
No.
In the fall.
Mm.
The only reason I remember him coming here is he always sat with a pile of leaves where that's where he'd go sit. They always had to help him get up.
Ozamishkwabish?
Well, when he did come to the house, though, he wasn't drunk.
Oh, that's good.
But when we see him walking down the road, he's drunk.
Hmm.
He hardly ever stayed around here. He lived in Cass Lake.
Oh.
But he sure got around.
Wow. Awasa witty.
Huh?
Awasa witty.
But I never knew my dad's dad. We never knew him.
Mm.
Never didn't even know how he looked. Never knew how he died either.
So you never went to any funerals as a kid?
Huh?
You never went to any funerals as a kid, huh?
Hardly ever stayed with my folks. I always stayed with my grandma.
Mm.
That old lady that lived across here, that was my grandpa's mom. I didn't know she was my grandma until that old lady told us.
Go come a bun?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the things they'd be doing this time of year? Aning ogi a sigandan?
Huh?
What they'd be out there harvesting?
Never went nowhere. Never even know anything. They used to let us go to a dance either. I always stayed with babysitters.
So no funerals and no dances for you, huh?
Mm-mm.
Was that pretty normal around here?
Well, nowadays they don't do that.
Mm.
They let kids run all over the dance hall if they have a chance. When they had a dance when we were little, that we never went to a dance. They always had us stay with an old lady. I don't know who the old lady was.
Mm.
I don't even know when they picked us up. I don't even know if we slept there. Or they picked us up. There used to be a lot of houses here. There was to be right around that corner by the clinic.
Mm.
There used to be four houses there. Plus that school. Where the cars are parking somewhere around there, there used to be a school there. We never had the clinic and all that stuff. Because that old lady lived across here in the four houses over there. And up the hill there was only one house there. Right on the other side there was another house. Then there was one, two, three houses on that side. Then across over there were three houses. Then behind that, I don't know how many houses. I know one of them was my grandma's. That's where we lived. And then up on that hill, there were two houses up there. And beyond that, there were two houses. And at the point, I guess there was two houses. But I don't remember any of those houses up the hill.
Were they big?
Some of them are, one old lady lives in one, and he's got a small house. Like two of them were over here on the other side of, where Andy lives now on the other side, there are two, two single houses. Her two lady, two old ladies lived there. Then right behind there, close to the woods, was a big house. I don't even know who lived there. Then on the other side there, there's a road that goes up that way. There was an old man and old lady lived there. I don't know who they are. Yeah, and birds sure come alive.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they think it's spring.
Is this what they call an Indian summer?
I don't know.
When it starts getting warm out again?
I guess so. I don't know. To me, Indian summer is all summer. You know what kind of birds I want to see? You know, I hardly seen blackbirds this summer. Usually they go in flocks. I didn't see that. I didn't see any like that. Blackbirds. And in the spring, you see a lot of robins out in the yard.
Mm.
I didn't see that many this year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of blue jays. Is that pretty common here, too?
Hardly.
Oh.
But there sure was a lot of hummingbirds.
Did you feed them?
They told me they were carrying disease not to feed them.
Minagoyak?
Mm-hmm. So I couldn't go out there and pour that juice anyway.
Oh my gosh.
My granddaughter come after my juice. She still fed him, I guess. They told me not to feed him. So I don't know.
Did you guys go out picking sage when you were younger?
Pick what?
Sage.
Not when we were young. After I got to be over 20 anyway.
Mm.
We used to go pick. We used to go to Dakotas. But I used to be scared to go in the woods, in the side road. Afraid of snakes.
Oh. All the way out there.
Yeah. But that's pretty, that sage has just got big leaves and I should be scared to go any further than just a side road. Because I was so scared of snakes. But I guess you can carry something that they don't like. But I don't know.
Essential oils? Jinikande?
I don't know. They gave my aunt put a little bitty stick about that long inside the cuff of my pant leg. She did that to all my kids too. And snakes will never come near us. But I was still scared. I was wondering what that little stick would do.
Did you ever get bit? Or the kids?
No. We were going to go to that, what they call Badlands. I was just glad to go up there to go see those four. Those four heads. I don't know what made me. After we walked in that porch, like, you could see down below. I don't know what made me look down there. And I seen that rattler, I grabbed my boy's hand and we ran back. He was under there. They were under the porch. They didn't bite anybody, I guess. My other three boys and my husband, they went. We kept going, me and my daughter. We got back in a car. I said the moat things are just ugly. That's as close as we got to a rattler. But that one guide, I guess it was, told us that this time of the year they don't bite because they're blind. I don't know what time of the year we went there.
You can't remember?
But that's what he told us. You could still go up there, run up and down here. He said they won't bother you. They're blind this time of the year, he said. But I don't know what year that was. My husband and them went up there. I was scared, me. I went back. We went to Mandaree Powwow. I don't even know what time of the year that was either. Anyway, it was still green. They come and put some medicine around our tent. Then another one came by and put salt around my tent, over tent, and by the car. I made a bed in our car, so me and my youngest slept in there. I wouldn't sleep in the tent. I was scared of them snakes. But that guy that come and sprayed something around the tent told us that there were den of regulars not too far from us. Then I just happened to wake up and I heard some announcers say they didn't not to come to the bar, he said. He said, you're trying to get that rattler. Must have been a rattler inside that dance area. They must have got it because it's... They had grand entry. I wonder how people get along over there. Because my son-in-law and my daughter went along and they knew a couple. They invited them to their house. And they told him not to go outside. He said that's when rattlers come out. And that lady told him, I don't want anybody getting up, going, running outside. He said, I gotta clear the porch first. And because there was a rattler on that porch. And she killed it. They didn't go back there though. They didn't go back and sleep there. They went and got a hotel room. You know, 'cause we went look for them. We were wondering what room they had, and they told us, so we went there. We went to the room so we could take a shower. And you see people outside, laying outside, right out in the open. The snakes come near them. They must have slept out there. Ugh. We couldn't even go to the bathroom at the powwow. We had to go to town. We met an old lady, he told us, don't go there. Girls, he said. There's a den of rattlers inside that commode, he said. So we didn't go there, we went to town. Oh, it's just a miserable powwow for me.